The United States may have failed to win a fresh United Nations mandate for war in Iraq, but the State Department is touting what it calls a coalition of the willing to disarm Saddam Hussein. Secretary of State Colin Powell says at least 45 nations are backing Washington, though he admitted a third of them won't say so publicly. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The State Department is eager to show the U.S. is not going it alone, so it put out a list of 30 nations that agreed to publicly back the U.S. They range from Britain and Australia, which are providing troops, to countries that are merely expressing moral support. Spokesman Richard Boucher gave some examples.
They may just be allowing access over flight or other participation in that way, or they may just decide they want to be publicly associated with the effort to disarm Iraq.
The list of public backers includes countries that don't seem to have much to contribute: Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Colombia, a major recipient of U.S. aid. There are no Arab states on the publicly disclosed list. In Europe, the State Department says the Baltic states are all on board. Romania's ambassador to the U.S., Sorin Ducaru, says his country is letting the U.S. use a Black Sea port and opening up airspace. It's also sending police for the post-war phase and nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons decontamination units. Ducaru asserted it wasn't hard politically for his government to support the U.S.
Public opinion in Romania associates Saddam Hussein with Nicolae Ceaușescu, the dictator of Romania of the 80s, so that is resonating with the Romanian public opinion.
Like Romania, the Czech Republic and Slovakia offer decontamination units, and Poland is sending non-combat troops. But elsewhere in Europe, support is thin. Spain, an important ally during the UN debate, won't take part in an attack on Iraq, but is sending support troops and a hospital ship. Thomas Pickering helped put together the coalition on the eve of the 1991 Persian Gulf War when he was ambassador to the United Nations. He says this coalition is far more limited.
We began the effort saying we really didn't need anybody else's help, and I think that that became a self-fulfilling prophecy, that almost as if we didn't want anybody else's help, and that's certainly where we have ended up.
12 years ago, Ambassador Pickering said it took a lot of work to put together a coalition, even though the UN was responding to what he called naked aggression, Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. He says this Bush administration should have spent more time making its case early on to the UN Security Council.
It played the unilateral card too hot, too heavy, too fast, and too early, and then shifted to having a multilateral strategy, and even then continued to do a unilateral shtick on the issue at every occasion that it found possible to do so. And countries in the Security Council don't particularly like that.
And that, Pickering warns, could hurt the chances of finding big donors for the post-war phase. He says the lack of a fresh UN mandate may not be the fatal flaw, but will slow countries that might otherwise rush in on the day after to help. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.